I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Senator John McCain addresses the Republican convention tonight. McCain already made an appearance in St. Paul last night. He went on stage right after the speech by Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. She and the rest of the GOP have been praising McCain all week as the right man to keep America strong and safe. In fact, national security and foreign policy issues have been front and center at this convention. Here's more from The World's Matthew Bell in St. Paul.
President Bush addressed the Republican National Convention via satellite video. He endorsed John McCain as the kind of commander-in-chief who can keep America safe.
And we need a president who understands the lessons of September the 11th, 2001, that to protect America, we must stay on the offense, stop attacks before they happen, and not wait to be hit again. The man we need is John McCain.
At times, Senator McCain has argued against U.S. military intervention abroad, as he did when President Clinton sent troops to Haiti in the early 90s. But more often, he's taken a hawkish position on using force. McCain supported military action in the Balkans in 1999, in Iraq in 2003, and more recently, he's been hawkish on Iran. David Gergen is with the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. He says McCain's experience in Vietnam means he understands the horrors of war on a personal level, but Gergen says the reluctant warrior label doesn't quite fit.
I think John McCain does understand the horrors of war, but I don't see him as being quite as reluctant to commit troops in some parts of the world if he thinks that the spread of nuclear weapons is at stake or if terrorism is at stake. He believes, and he said, the only thing worse than going to war with Iran is having Iran sit there with a nuclear weapon. I don't know how much clearer you can be. If they get a nuclear weapon, we're going to take them out.
That kind of language from McCain is reassuring, no doubt, to the neoconservative hawks in Washington who pushed early and hard for invading Iraq. Take out Saddam, the thinking went, and let democracy and freedom take hold there, and then spread throughout the Middle East region. Author and Newsweek International editor Fareed Zakaria says McCain has been powerfully influenced by the neocon ideology.
McCain does seem to be embracing some of the parts of the Bush legacy that I would have certainly never believed he would have embraced. I think that what has happened to McCain is that by supporting the Iraq war and finding that his only real allies were the neoconservatives, he has found that he has friends in foxhole, in his foxhole, and they have become better and better friends, and he now espouses their worldview.
McCain's foreign policy advisors would dispute that, though. Several of them have been making the rounds during the Republican National Convention this week, and they make the point that John McCain is the kind of foreign policy thinker who's smart enough to listen to a broad range of views.
I wouldn't be involved with John McCain if I didn't know that he recognizes the value of diplomacy in working with others.
Richard Williamson is President Bush's special envoy to Sudan. He's also one of McCain's top foreign policy advisors.
My life experience with this man is that he does look at divergent views. And let me emphasize, going into Iraq, John McCain never said it was a cakewalk. Going into Iraq, John McCain said we didn't have enough troops. John McCain, before he went in, said we weren't prepared for the post-conflict situation. John McCain feels our foreign policy should be animated by our values, just like Ronald Reagan did.
So, yes, Williamson says McCain will listen to the neocons if he's elected president, but he'll also listen to people like Brent Scowcroft. He's advising McCain on foreign policy as well. Scowcroft was national security advisor to the first President Bush, and he was one of the few Republican voices who cautioned against the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq 5 years ago. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in St. Paul.